Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, Riggins, Lindsay, y'all play this little hypothetical. Play a hypothetical game, okay?
Love these.
All right. Let's say that you're married. Mm. The hypothetical part hasn't started for you yet.
Okay, because I was like, ooh.
Yeah, because you're already married. That's a little. All right, so say you're married and your spouse is in dire need of a kidney transplant.
Okay.
Can't find a match anywhere. Then word gets out to your spouse's hometown that he or she needs a kidney, and someone comes forth to donate a kidney, but it is your spouse's ex boyfriend, girlfriend, prom date from when they were in high school.
Oh.
That's what happened. Is a case in Colorado. A guy needed a kidney, and his prom date from 35 years ago stepped up and gave him a kidney.
His prom date.
Yeah. So
and he's married?
Moved on, married, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And going back to high school to the prom date. Would that cause any jealousy at all?
Yeah. Prom date, I could deal with if it was just a prom date. But like an ex girlfriend of like a significant amount of, you know.
Yeah, like it was his girlfriend. Let's say it's his girlfriend his entire senior year of high school.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Let him die?
Let him die, baby. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I would. I'd say, can we find another match?
33 decades ago.
Yeah.
Let him die.
Okay, wait. Is she cute?
Still cute.
She's still cute. Mm-hmm. Tricky. Yeah. If she was not cute, I'd be more.
Yeah.
Accepting.
But let's say she's not cute and not married.
She's not cute and not married.
I mean, she is cute and not married.
Yeah, I think that's the top of the top for me. You're dying. Sorry, Kyle. Because you know what's going to happen? She's going to give him the kidney.
You owe me.
Yeah. And then they're going to like go to lunch and then they're going to be like, oh, well, she saved my life. And then see ya.
They're going to go to lunch. Then before you know it, they're going to lunch.
As soon as they're both back on their feet, recuperated from surgery.
Because she could have almost died too during the whole thing because it's dangerous.
And that's how it shows how much she still cares about him.
Absolutely. Like why you still care about him that much,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Ain't nobody care about him like I do.
But Riggins, you're not a jealous person, and your ex-girlfriend used to get mad because you weren't jealous enough, right?
Yeah. Is there any guy that's going to be upset that his wife is getting a kidney from her boyfriend 35 years ago? Is there any, like...
I wouldn't.
Oh, right. This is strictly a woman getting upset that...
Kyle wouldn't care if an ex-husband of mine, if I was married to anyone, so...
Exactly. Heck yeah, that's less work he's got to do.
Absolutely. But
you wouldn't let him die, but you still wouldn't let the thought of it die in your head all the time. You'd be going, why are you acting like that? It's because of her kidney making you act like that?
Right. Yeah. He would end up leaving me because I'd never let him live it down. Yeah.
Why don't you just go be with kidney girl?
Yeah. What, my kidneys aren't good enough? No, actually, they're not.
Yours weren't good enough because they don't match mine.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tricky.
Oh wait, I have a different spin on it.
Okay.
Okay. This may make it even even more repulsive.
Okay.
Depending on the answer. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Here's what you need to do. If you want to listen to the TJ and Riggins Show anytime or any of our other podcasts and things like that, we got a lot of content available for you on video and audio. Wherever you listen to podcasts and all of that stuff, or you can just go to our media center, TJRiggins.com Media Center. Go to TJRiggins.com/ad and you can put it right on the homepage of your device, just like an app. That's how it works, just like an app, and actually even better. So go do that. And we want to thank the people at R. Gregory Jewelers in Statesville, North Carolina. R. Gregory Jewelers, friends of Lindsay's, mm-hmm. but they don't like telling people that. So. Sorry.
I tell everybody.
Sorry. Okay, so we were talking about the guy in Colorado who needed a kidney transplant, and he got a match from his ex-high school girlfriend and prom date. It's 30-something years later. So playing the hypothetical, would that bother you if your spouse got a kidney donation from an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend? Let's say it's this way, Lindsay. So your husband, Kyle, needs a kidney transplant, mm-hmm. and the ex from high school steps up and is a match, okay? Mm-hmm. She's beautiful, she's single, and you can tell she still, you know, loves him, and, you know, if he gave her a chance, would probably want to get back together with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one other possibility, it's only one other match that mm-hmm. could save his life.
Okay.
And it's you.
Oh.
Or would you rather the donation come from her, or would you want to take the risk?
Oh, well, at this point, I'm taking the risk because I don't want him leaving me for her.
Well, he wouldn't leave her.
You don't know, because what's going to happen is she's going to give it to him, then they're going to keep in touch, and then, like, how are you doing, and then mama, and then look, then everyone's feeling sorry for
everybody. Then I figured you might say, because then what, something happened to you, then she'd be right there healthy to take care of him.
Well, yeah. Now that you say that, now I'm thinking, what are the odds that I'm going down?
Hi.
Yeah.
But look at it this way. If he takes her kidney and then he ends up with her, then, you know, then you didn't want him to begin with.
True.
They deserve each other.
True. You take your kidneys and you go.
Get out of here with your kidneys.
Well, I hope your body rejects them.
Yeah, that's a trick. That's a tricky one.
I know.
But also, on to your point too, if something happens to me, like we got kids, you know, so mm-hmm. now I got to rethink this.
Yeah, without a doubt, I would rather Jody's old boyfriend give her the kidney than for me to have to.
Yeah.
That's true.
To avoid surgery? Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay, well, this is tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so tricky.
I would rather Jody's old boyfriend like make a deal up front and go, I'll give her my kidney, but then I got, you know, however many dates that I can go on with her afterward. Exactly. I'd say, or you can give her your kidney. I'd say, okay, well,
yeah,
y'all have fun.
Sure. Yeah. And one of her ex-boyfriends is from Central Louisiana. You know, he's donating it for money. It's not like he wants to get back with
her. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was $2,500.
Good point.
All right, now trending's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the New York Yankees were trending all weekend. Players are finally going to be able to wear beards. The Hal Steinbrenner, George Steinbrenner's son, now runs mm-hmm. the team. And he says the policy of players not being allowed to wear beards is, quote, outdated. And the other thing was, unreasonable. That's just the way times are. I hate this. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I think that's such an iconic part about being a New York Yankee is they want clean-shaven guys. you know, tight haircuts. I think it's part of the tradition, and I think this just flies in the face of it. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I know that makes me sound like an old grumpy person.
No, it's just that, you know, the traditions are fading away more and more.
It's
any tradition that can just be torn down now, it just seems like a victory for the culture. You know?
Yeah, it's your George Steinbrenner son. Like, that guy was an icon. And but yeah, he says it's outdated. But on wedding day, I think guys should be shaved as well.
Is it just facial hair or is it like long hair?
It's kind of just a grooming policy in general. They don't like long hair, but they never allowed beards. Mm. So, you know, and they don't wear their names on the back of their jerseys. Jerseys.
Because they don't want people to be individuals.
You're part of a team. You're part of the Yankees, like the most storied, you know, sports franchises probably ever. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, they have a certain level of what they want to do, but they're reversing all that now. Mm. Yeah. So
I don't like them.
The
Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees at all. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have an affection for them either.
No.
But I like the rules that they had in place.
See, I'd want my name on. Like, I just did that. Did you see me? I just made that goal, run, score.
You just scored. You just got to hit. Yeah, whatever it is you want. Your name out there.
Sure.
Coca-Cola is trending today because they have announced that they are going to be bringing back a soda that was first introduced in 1986. And it's not Tab. It's Diet Cherry Coke. They're bringing it back. It was discontinued in 2020, but fans wanted it back.
Yeah, and the reason they discontinued it, this is an interesting story. It's because it's terrible.
I've never had it.
It's disgusting.
I've never had it either.
I like a regular cherry.
See,
Coke.
I don't. I don't like any kind of cherry anything.
I love cherry. I think I like it. I'm a Diet Coke drinker.
Yeah. So I got a feeling it probably tastes more like Diet Coke than Cherry Coke, just with a little bit of cherry flavoring. But people are excited to have it back. So we'll see.
No, I love a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I just don't want a cherry flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever go to one of those where you can pick, you know, and just do a little splash of cherry in your Diet Coke? Mm-hmm. It's real good.
Ooh, no.
Just a little splash.
Yeah. I like that.
It's that red dye cherry. Yeah. Okay. That red
40. Yeah. It's just a pump of that red dye.
Yeah.
And then today, something delicious for everybody. Today is National Tortilla Chip Day, February 24th. I don't know why they decided on this, but an eye-opening experience is when somebody pointed out that when you eat tortilla chips at the restaurant, you're basically eating so many tortillas because there's four chips in a whole tortilla.
Oh.
And then you start thinking about how many tortillas
never
you ate
heard
that,
but now I just I'm gonna
that's
cry.
If the chips are giant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they would have to be a little bit bigger. Maybe.
Yeah, they'd have to be huge.
Yeah. But either way, you're
eating a lot of them.
You're eating a lot of tortillas.
Yeah.
So they are so delicious. Got a new game coming up on a Monday. It's called Where Do TJ and Lindsay Stand With These Popular Hot Takes? I'm working on the title. We'll do it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, I know it's probably been a while since you've been on the subway. Ever. Have you ever been on the subway?
I have, a couple of times.
There's a great Instagram page called Subway Takes, and this guy, you've probably seen it, it's gone viral 100 times, but he just sits down on the subway and he interviews people about their hot takes, and it's blown up. It's now becoming a TV show. But people from New York, Chicago, LA, they are pretty much unfiltered, especially when they're riding the subway.
Yeah.
So these are some popular hot takes. Some are from this Instagram page, but a lot of them are just popular on the internet. I want to get TJ and Lindsay's opinions on whether or not they agree. And feel free to expand if you'd like. One guy said, young people are calling their parents way too often. Young people are calling their parents way too often.
I disagree with that.
He said 50% of the time they're lying. The other times that they're calling, they need to be adults and figure out how to handle things on their own.
I mean, I call my parents a lot, but not for questions, just to say, what you doing?
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You could say I talk to my parents a lot.
Same.
But I'm not a young person. They were talking about
Gen
20s.
Z.
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Another one, appetizers are usually far better than entrees. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. Not usually. Sometimes.
Usually.
I do love a good appy. I'm going to say yeah. Sometimes I just get two apps for my meal.
We're getting too much dopamine all the time, one guy said. Between phones and TV and internet. He said, if you take a 17th century child, put him in Times Square, give him some Skittles and let him scroll through TikTok for 5 minutes, their head's going to explode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we love our dopamine.
I love it.
Denim on denim is actually great, but only if you're hot. Like sexy looking, you know. Yeah. Attractive.
I disagree. I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it either. Canadian tuxedo.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Men should have to wear a Speedo to the beach at least once in their life.
Disagree.
Mm-hmm. His point being, like, women have to do it all the time. Guys should have to experience the same kind of fear.
Women don't have to do it.
He said, women, every woman says they're terrified to go out on the beach because they have to wear something skimpy. So men should have to experience it as well.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sounds like somebody on the subway would say that. Yeah. Idiot.
We should shut down the internet one day a week.
Ooh. Disagree.
Yeah, what would I do?
Go outside.
Help me. Talk to people.
Commerce would shut down for one day a week.
Maybe.
You can't do that.
Maybe.
Good point.
Naps are disgusting. There's no reason people should be taking naps when you wake up that disoriented in the middle of the day.
Well, I'm going to say I disagree with that. And, you know, consider the source. That's somebody that doesn't even have a car. Yeah. Riding the subway.
Right. And you know how I feel about that situation. Yeah.
Lindsay loves a nap.
Yeah.
They need to stop serving entire meals in movie theaters. It's distracting, he says. And do you really want to be dealing with a server? And then people are coming in with lights and smells, and you're trying to focus on a movie.
I disagree. There are many other movie theaters you could go to.
Yeah.
If you don't like it.
True.
Yeah.
I like food too much.
If you receive a copy of a test in advance with all the answers, you're not cheating. You're just studying effectively.
That's my kind of person right there.
I like that one too. Okay. Mostly because I got caught cheating for doing just that.
Right. Same.
I had an entire test like that.
Yeah, it's cheating, but I don't have a problem with cheating.
You don't have a problem with cheating?
Not on tests.
I love that, no, TJ.
I don't have a problem, especially college. Yeah. I don't have a problem especially with college cheating. No.
Can you be my dad?
As long as you're not cheating on things that are going to affect people, like, you know, medical exams and things like that.
Sure. Okay, so there are limits to it.
Yeah.
Just the doctors.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Go get your fresh, hot t-shirts at tjriggins.com/deals. They just went on sale this morning. They say, they read on them, Ace would have wanted it that way. And we're raising money for Peyton's Promise, our charity, named after Ace's daughter, Peyton. Very fashionable. So fashionable. They've got this survey out, finding out what people do while they're brushing their teeth. Riggins, what do you do when you brush your teeth? Do you just lean over the sink? Do you put your hand on the counter? How do you brush your teeth? What are your dance steps? The choreography of brushing your teeth?
I use my left hand to brace myself on the counter because I brush real aggressively. And I lean forward, I think, over the sink because I'm messy too.
Yeah.
I look like Santa Claus with all the toothpaste foam on my face. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's my routine.
Lindsay, what do you do?
I walk around the bathroom.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm. I pace.
Let's see. What does it say? How many people?
Could never.
20% of people say they walk around the house.
Oh, the house.
Yeah. Around the house.
Sometimes Jody will do that. She'll just take off. Like, you'll see her in a robe with the towel around her head and the toothbrush just going, and she'll walk and think of something she needs to do out and then come back in and finish brushing her teeth. Mm-hmm. But she always has the same pose though when she's brushing her teeth. Mm-hmm. Her right hand, because she's left-handed, but her right hand palm on her hip toward the back, like in a prissy looking pose, and then the left hand brushing the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's an electric toothbrush, obviously. So with those big old teeth, the toothbrush is about the size of a car buffer. You know? Yeah. Like,
why was that so funny to me? That's hilarious. She has the best teeth, though.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm way too messy. Mine is, I got foam and it's nasty. I can't walk around.
But she's never just still unless she's sitting in the bathtub. Other than that, she's got to be moving, doing something else while she's doing it. So
same.
It's annoying. And I have a friend, he was a roommate one time in college, and he left his mouth open the whole time and would just lean over the sink with his mouth open, and the toothpaste would run all the way down to his elbow.
No.
While he's brushing. I was like, why don't you just stand up, close your mouth, and then spit?
Yeah.
This is the way I learned how to do it. Okay, well, it's not too late to learn a new way.
Yeah, let's not.
I mean, you look like an animal.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're missing Link yet?
Like foam. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have y'all ever been responsible for something that has to be cleaned up in public? You know what I mean? Have you ever?
Yes.
Have you ever dropped something at the, or broken something at the grocery store, and you know the whole cleanup aisle, whatever, was because of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And physically have to clean it up, because I've been there too.
No, where either way, where okay. You're cleaning it up or the people come and clean it up.
Yeah.
I had a job one time where I was bottom of the barrel, and I worked for my friend Holly at a mall, and she would make me stand over mall spills and clean them up. And we're like best friends now.
But. Yeah. But nothing to where you... That you made the mess.
Right. I guess if I did, though, I'd start to clean up. But yeah.
Yeah, your kids have never made a mess anywhere in public that you get to clean
up? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Delilah started throwing up at this restaurant one time because a piece of shredded cheese got stuck in her throat. And she just couldn't stop. She's one of those that once you start. And I mean, it was everywhere. And I was cleaning up. The waitress said, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, I've got to. Yeah. So yeah. I've been in multiple situations. Yeah.
What did you do, Riggins?
I dropped a jar of spaghetti sauce in the lobby of my building. Because I was living in a high rise, and I tried to carry everything up, and a jar of Rao's spaghetti sauce crashed all over them. And they were like, don't worry about it. And it was glass, you know, red sauce.
You know, he was devastated. Yeah, you were so embarrassed, weren't you?
So embarrassed.
Were you color of the Rao's?
Yeah, probably redder, more red. And I stayed and helped him pick up the glass and, you know, do it all.
Mm.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Rob, you said you have?
Yeah, I've done it in a grocery store. I accidentally knocked like a glass thing over. And then I went to go grab somebody at a register. I was like, somebody knocked something over in that aisle.
I knew he wasn't going to stand there and deal with it. I knew he wasn't.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know who did that.
I'm surprised you even told somebody. I'm surprised you didn't just run.
I'm so sorry to bother you, but somebody spilled a jar over there. I'm so sorry.
So wait, he can see y'all in public and not say, hey, but yet he and run away, but he can tell someone at the store when he knocks something over?
Yeah.
Well, there's glass everywhere. I was trying to be safe.
Yeah.
Something making sense.
And
here.
Did you check out and get what you went in the store for, or you just fled and went to another store?
Oh, there was nobody in the aisle or anything, so I didn't need to flee. Nobody knew I did it.
Oh.
Those cameras knew.
Yeah. They're like, that liar. Dirty, rotten liar. He did it.
Yeah, and that is the surprising part to me that he even told anybody. He didn't just run like, oh, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God, you're such an upstanding citizen, Rob.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So people are worried about Justin Bieber. He was at his wife's makeup launch event the other night, and people are saying that Justin was smiling oddly and acting like he was on drugs. And I've seen the video, and I will say it did look like he was on drugs. Mm-hmm. That jaw is working overtime. And if you've ever been around people that do drugs, sometimes that jaw will start working overtime.
Really? It's like they're chewing something that's not in their mouth?
Yeah. It's a lot of movement going on. And I hope he's not on drugs. He's got a little kid. And I love Justin Bieber. I think he's one of the most important pop stars of the last 25 years. But I want to see him doing better. Like him.
You know, my biggest problem with him, I've never, ever been one of those Justin Bieber bubblegum pop, you know, none of that. I've always recognized him as being talented. But my problem with him is, we get it. You're Justin Bieber, you're famous, you're eclectic and all of that. But sometimes you need to put on dress clothes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. You need to dress up sometimes. You need to put on an adult man's clothing to go to things, especially with your wife. When she has an event and she's dressed up, you need to be dressed up as well.
It's true.
You know, don't be running around like Fetterman. Senator Fetterman all the time.
Yeah.
It looks put on like a suit.
It looks like he's homeless at all times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if that's a style put together for him, but it is a lot of that kind of stuff. Like he looks.
But if it is, interesting outfits. If he pays somebody to do that, fire them. Yeah. And right. Just say, hey, put a want ad out. Say, wanted, somebody that can help me dress like an adult.
Yeah. And a lot of people that do that are looking for attention. They're craving the attention. Go, see how trashy I can dress, and I'm loaded, and I can do this because I'm so-and-so, you know.
But then again, maybe I shouldn't be talking today because I maybe look like I'm trying to be like Tony Hawk or somebody wearing a flannel shirt.
No.
You do. With
I like that.
Little hat on.
Do an ollie, yeah. TJ. Do a backy.
I meant to look mountain man, but I don't think I'm looking mountain manish.
I think you're, yeah, I like it.
I think I'm looking skateboardish.
Yeah, it's a little skateboardy. What's up, dude? Hit the half pipe or something.
Maybe I'm a snowboarder.
And then one other thing, Diddy's lawyers quit over the weekend. They said he can't do it anymore. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
That can't be a lot of fun going into work every day trying to defend Diddy.
Yeah.
So I learned something interesting about my neighbors over the weekend. I'll tell you about it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Something kind of crazy happened. I had neighbors move in behind me, into the house behind me, and it's a grandmother, her daughter, and that woman's daughter. So three generations all living in one house.
Wow.
And the youngest is probably in her 20s, and the oldest appears to be in her 80s.
Hmm.
And I've not met him yet, but I was talking to my other neighbor who lived behind me. He came over and dropped off an 18 pack of eggs that he got from Costco.
Nice.
I was like, heck yeah. You know how expensive eggs are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he buys those Costco pallets that are returns and stuff. I was like, he's like, they're fine. You know, one egg just broke and they took it out and gifted. So whatever. So he's telling me about these neighbors that moved in and he had met them and all that. He said they're very nice. So on Saturday, my internet goes out. And what's like, if you ever call internet troubleshooting, they're like, just unplug the router.
Yeah.
It's amazing that in 2025, that's like the first solution is just unplug it and plug it back in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I unplug my router and the modem and then reset them back up. So now I have to go into all my computers and tablets in the house and get back on the Wi-Fi, all those things. But what pops up under the Wi-Fi names, I'm not making this up. What? I find my network name, but right under mine is Three Hairy Lesbians.
That's the name of the network?
That's the name of the network.
And it's the new network.
It's brand new, and it was the closest one to me. And there are three women just moved in behind me like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, so it's just like totally warped. I'm sitting here thinking it's grandma. And maybe it is. Maybe it still is grandma.
And they just thought it was a funny name to put. I mean, that's
or
kind of
maybe they're all, you know.
They all just happen to be lesbians.
Yeah. I don't want to think that about Granny.
Why not?
God.
I do want to think that about Granny. Hairy? I'm thinking a lot.
You think it could be?
Oh, yeah, maybe not hairy, but.
One of those where they title their network something that nobody would want to be on.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, well, if you're going to try to steal their Wi-Fi, like, you wouldn't want to be on that one.
Yeah, maybe not.
They're like, gotcha.
That's funny, though.
I think it's hysterical. And I would totally. I bet hairy lesbians got great Wi-Fi.
You got to ask. You got to ask them.
I know. So I'm dying to find out more now. Like, why are you all living together? You know, I got a lot of questions.
Well, Costco guy can find that out for you. He seems like he doesn't mind talking to everybody in the neighborhood.
He's talking to everybody.
I would pay to see him ask that. Excuse me, is this Shell's Wi-Fi?
Well, come on, if that shows up in your neighborhood, that's going to be the talk of the street, right?
Oh, sure.
Who are the three hairy lesbians?
Oh, my God.
I want to know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.